speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They'll watch a rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. Okay.
Greetings, listeners. A belated return for the Watch With Mothers podcast, brought to you from http://watchwithmothers.net. My name's Swineshead. Hello, and I'm here with Napoleon Three Screens Cockapart.
Hello there! Hello! I actually prefer it when you say forward slash, as opposed to just slash, slash.
Do I usually do that?
Yeah, you used to say HTTP, was it colon? Is that next bit?
Hang on. Yeah, there is a colon in there somewhere. Yeah.
Right, slash, forward slash, you used to say forward slash, but now you've got slapdash with your slash, saying word slash things, and you only say slash, slash, as opposed to forward slash.
I'm not trying to be flash or anything, it's easier to do that.
Right, okay, I noticed you were stuck this new nickname up in my introduction there, Three Screens.
Three Screens Perry, doesn't care about his carbon emissions, bothered about the environment.
My carbon footprint is like an oversized clown shoe, it's enormous. It's bigger than Jeremy Clarkson's, and he goes everywhere, he doesn't care.
Yeah, I was about to say, some people they follow Jesus, some people they follow David Icke. You choose to go for second-rate Top Gear presenter Jeremy Clarkson.
I do indeed. Yes, I don't believe he's second-rate. I think he's first-rate. What he does,
worldwide, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Being the head honcho of Top Gear, I don't think I don't think he's doing a bad job there.
Yeah, but I mean second-rate in terms of humour.
I don't know. He's an acquired taste. I think we've both said this before. He's an acquired taste. I find it very funny. You obviously don't. But that's our point. If everybody liked everything, we'd all have the one show to watch on the TV, and that'd be rubbish, wouldn't it?
Yeah, on the TV, whilst playing a computer game and sitting on our laptop on the internet. Three screens.
Three screens, that's my name. I'm like one better than John Prescott, only not with cars, but with screens.
Yeah, yeah. What are we doing today?
Before we do that, actually, are you all right?
I keep missing that, don't I? I always miss the pleasantries.
Mm. Are you all right?
I'm all right. I've managed to catch up on my sleep after election fever because I had this foolish idea that I would watch everything about the election, including News 24, without sleeping and write it up. And it resulted in me just watching it and not writing anything up.
Right, I did notice that you were still up at 8:30 on Friday morning of election day. I went to bed at 6. 6:30, because I assumed by that stage, I thought, well, we're bound to have a government by about 4. We usually do, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, 4 came and went, 5 came and went, 6 came and went, thought, half 6, no, I'm off to bed, don't know who's the government. Well, of course, we've now got a government, haven't we? We've got a double government.
We've got a double governmental, yeah, and
it's
all a bit strange. It all smells a bit of sex to me.
Yeah, we've got two prime ministers. We've got Nick Clegg-Heron and Davik Cameraeg. Those are our new prime ministers. Hello.
Are they a dual prime minister?
They are. They're a kind of amorphous lump of prime ministerial nerniness. They're not like Gordon McBroom, who was a single individual. These are an amalgamation of Nick, the other one, and what's his name, McClameron.
But the ratio of Clegg to Cameron is slightly in Cameron's favour, so I'd say they're more a kind of Siamese premier.
Right, what, with Nick as a kind of smaller parasitical twin?
Yeah, you know the kind of thing where if you've got Siamese twins, one of them sort of sneaking out the side, or out of the hip of one of the others, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Is it a bit like that film where that fella's got a thing in a basket?
The classic basket case.
Yeah, is it like that?
It's a little bit like that classic Frank Henenlotter film, but with the added bonus of politics.
Right, well, that's lovely. Anyway, I don't know about you, but I'm politicsed out.
Yes, but how have you been?
I'm fine, thank you. I've had a lovely week, but I've got toothache now, unfortunately. Oh, me tooth.
Do you ever think you might be hypochondriac?
No, not really, no. I've just got toothache.
And you quite often have all other kinds of ailments.
Well, not really, no. I mean, most of my ailments stem from either food poisoning, that's usually when I've eaten a kebab, or my guts, which are playing up all the time. That's about it.
All right, well, I'm sorry to hear about your toothache. Maybe drink half a pint of clove oil and let's discuss what we're talking about today.
Okay, well, today we're doing a quiz. Hey, you like quizzes, don't you?
Yeah, they're super.
Yeah, we're doing a TV quiz. It's a special, and it's going to range throughout the whole of the 1990s. Do you remember the 1990s?
Small bits of them. Other bits I don't really recall that strongly.
Right, I suppose you were a student in the 1990s, weren't you?
I was a student for the bulk of it, yes, and I drank rather a lot, so bits of it are hazy. I didn't watch a lot of telly. Is this going to be TV in the 90s?
It's entirely to do with television. Events that happened on TV, shows that premiered in the 1990s, you name it, my friend, it's in there. You've got to be on your game today. You've got to have your game face on. Have you got your game face on?
What does a game face look like?
Well, sort of like this. Yeah, that's about right.
What prompted the whole theme of the 90s for today's show? Is it because the last Labour government came in 97, is it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I've just put my finger on it right there, have I?
You have, yes. That's entirely the reason why I came up with the 1990s. It's because the Labour government started in 1997, and I thought it would be appropriate to look back on more years than that.
I suspect you've seized upon that as the reason, when in fact you had no reason whatsoever.
How dare you!
Watching TV in our pants. Get out the mini chanders. It's Watch With Mothers. It's Watch With Mothers. Well, as it's your quiz, you may as well introduce.
Right, okay, well, there's no need for any of that Clive nonsense. I am being me as a quiz master, and you are being you, aren't you? Swine's Head, that's your name, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but that might affect my performance somewhat, mightn't it?
Yeah, but Clive, if I remember rightly, Clive only plays proper game shows. He doesn't play ones I've made up.
Right, so this is strictly between me and you, no televised...
No, it's got nothing to do with, you know, there's no TV game show here at all. This is purely a quiz on television from the 1990s, the era you have already admitted you can't remember.
Well, to be fair, though, Swineshead isn't my birth name.
No, I know that. I know that's not your birth name. I mean, I've obviously known you for many years, and I don't ever remember calling you that when you were a child.
No. Well, let's proceed in that vein anyway.
Okay, right. Well, it's round one. Are you ready?
Yeah, my fingers... Do I need a buzzer?
No, you don't need a buzzer, no. It's five questions on 2 years of the decade of the 1990s. We're going to start off with 1990 and 1991. So, are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, question one. On the eve of the 1990 World Cup, the three tenors performed for the first time in Rome. The highlight of the night was Luciano Pavarotti's performance of Nessun Dorma. But can you guess the weight of Luciano Pavarotti?
The weight in stones and pounds?
Well, you know, whatever you think. We're in Europe nowadays, so, you know, it could be in kilos, whatever.
I get the impression this is a comparative weight.
It's not a comparative weight. I don't know what that means.
Does he weigh about the same as a pile of feces?
A pile of feces, that's your answer, is it?
No, let's go for 21 stones.
Oh, you were close. It's 65 metric tons. So I'm afraid you don't win £5.
Am I allowed to take issue at any point?
You can if you like.
It would involve Wikipedia and clicking about.
Well,
the place.
I'm not having you going on the internet and cheating. If that was the way, what's the point in doing the quiz if you're just going to cheat?
Well, what's the point in doing the quiz anyway?
Question two. In November 1990, BSB merged with Sky to form what company?
Sky BSB.
Ooh, it was big, sexy boobies. The cute clue is in the BSB bit. That's a bit you got to guess. Do you see?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so you don't win £5 there, I'm afraid. Did I mention this was for money?
No, there's money at stake.
No, there's money. It's £5 per question, and then after we've gone back to 1999, you get to play the big money accumulator. You know, I'm assuming you know the rules.
Well, no one told me any rules.
Right, okay. Question three. Mr. Bean premiered on the 1st of January 1990, when he probably got his head stuck in a chicken or knocked over a three-wheel van or something. But what was his famous catchphrase?
He didn't have one, he was mostly silent.
No, his famous catchphrase was...
That's Blobby, that's Mr. Blobby.
That's not Mr. Blobby.
No, that's definitely Mr.
No,
Blobby.
No, he got his head stuck in a chicken and he went... Like that. You remember Mr. Bean off of the TV?
It's a fix.
It's not a fix. You got that wrong. It wasn't Mr. Blobby anyway. His catchphrase was Blobby, Blobby, Blobby. Like that.
Which is the same thing.
It's not, because that there's a difference between Blobby, Blobby, Blobby and Blobby, Blobby, Blobby. Isn't there?
Barely.
Right. Well, whatever. You got that wrong. You don't win £5. So far, after three questions, you've won no pounds. Are you happy about that?
Well, considering you'd never pay me in the first place, it
yeah,
makes bugger all difference to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I would. Of course I would. I'm a man of my word. Anyway, question four. In 1991, future pop superstar Britney Spears appeared on the US talent show Star Search. But how big do you reckon her feet would be if they got all magicked off of a wizard?
What, did the wizard make them smaller or bigger? Or
well,
what?
That's for you to decide, isn't it? What size feet would she have if her feet had been magicked off of a wizard?
She would have feet the size of, two canoes.
Two canoes? That's very big feet. I mean, have you seen Britney Spears?
Well, yeah, but have you seen the power of a wizard's wand?
Well, I've not obviously seen the power of a wizard's wand up close, no, but I've heard about it. Well, I've got size 9 here.
Oh, right, okay, so it was actually human size, just big.
Yeah, just big feet, yeah. I wasn't expecting the wizard to magic her feet to be the size of canoes. That's ridiculous.
How big are your feet?
Size 9.
Small fry, mate. Carry on.
What do you mean small fry? How big are your feet?
11, sometimes 10 and a half.
Right, you see, what you've got there, and how tall are you again?
5'10 and a bit.
Freak!
No, just big-footed. No.
Freak! Genetic
sturdy.
Mutation.
Sturdy.
You must look like an L. That's what you must look like.
When
you're standing in the street, people will say, look at him, he looks like a big L. Except he's not that big.
Sturdy.
Yeah, sturdy my arse. On January the 3rd, 1991, the British Empire premiered on BBC One, starring Chris Barry. What other smash hit BBC sitcom did Chris Barry star in the 1990s?
Well, it's obvious, but he's going to tell me that I'm wrong.
Well, no, not necessarily, because it was a big smash hit BBC sitcom that he starred in the 1990s. There's only one answer.
Red Dwarf.
Oh, it was A Prince Among Men. Do you remember where he played Gary Prince?
It wasn't a smash hit, was it?
Right, well, that's the end of that round. I'm afraid, after five questions, you've got none right.
Hello there. You're listening to the smooth and groovy sounds of Watch With Mars. Here to entertain you in your ears as you go to sleep or perhaps masturbate. Into a card. Watch With Mathers.
And, yeah, carry on.
Right, well, we're on to round two now, aren't we? How do you think it's going?
Terribly, considering it's rigged.
Well, it's not rigged, so we can forget that. If there's any readers out there who want to ring in and complain about this, they can forget it, because it isn't. So, right, we're on to 1993 now. So, are you ready for your first question?
I'm just trying to think how old I was at that time, because then I might be able to put myself in the era.
Well, you'd have been 20. How old would you have been?
No, I wouldn't have been that old if it's the 90s.
Oh,
I would
have
been about 14, wouldn't I?
About 14. So, yeah, this is your era.
Well, sort of, yeah.
Right, so are you ready for your first question?
Does it matter? Just get on with it.
Right, oh, well, Calm down, all right? We're not even halfway through. Right. Question one. Jay Leno debuted as the host of The Tonight Show in 1992, but how many strikes from his enormous sharpened chin would it take to cut a belly dancer in half?
Theoretically, you mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, how many, you know, if you imagine him a bit like Woody Woodpecker, but with his head back. I don't think he's going, I don't think he's doing that.
On a hypothetical basis, I would say three.
Oh, it's none, because the belly dancer would use her belly to fight him off. You see?
Yeah, how was I ever going to get that right?
Well, you know, if you knew the answer, but obviously you clearly didn't. Question two. Men Behaving Badly received its premiere in 1992. Originally an ITV show starring Martin Clunes and Harry Enfield, who replaced Enfield when the show moved to the BBC in 1994.
Stephen Patrick Morrissey of the Smiths.
Oh, it was Russ Abbott. You remember?
I remember Russ Abbott. I don't remember him being in that show.
Well, he was. He played Tony or Gary in Men Behaving Badly.
Right, that's not true.
It was the one with the long hair, so I'm afraid you don't win £5 there, unfortunately. So anyway, question three. Heartbeat also premiered in 1992. It was lovely, wasn't it? It was a bit like All Creatures Great and Small, only with policemen, not vets.
It wasn't anything like All Creatures Great and Small.
Yes, but it was. The question is, it was lovely, wasn't it?
Oh, was that the question?
Yes.
Yes, it was lovely.
Yeah, well, you got that right.
So that's a fiver, isn't
it? That's £5 to you. I've just written that in the margin there on my scoreboard, rather. Right, that's £5 to you, so we can move on. Question four. On November the 8th, 1993, the first advert for an Undertaker's appeared on British TV during an episode of Take the High Road. How do you plan to escape should you find yourself buried alive?
Well, hang on, you're going to give points for this when it's my own opinion on what I would do.
£5.
If I was buried alive,
what would I do? Yeah.
Dig? Well, am I in a coffin?
Your fingers can get through solid wood?
Well, no one told me I was in a coffin, did they?
All right, you're in a coffin. There you go, you've been telt.
Have I got anything, any tools to hand?
No.
Well, I'd probably open the coffin door.
Why would you open the coffin door? It's nailed closed.
It's nailed closed,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
We see nobody told me.
What do you think happens when you get buried?
Oh, well, I've been officially recognised as dead and buried.
Yeah, you're dead and buried. You've been accidentally buried alive. The clue was in the question.
Well, I'd get my mobile out and call the missus.
Oh, and now, is there a signal underground?
Yeah, have you never been underground?
Yeah, I've been underground. When I was in London, I'm suspicious of this. Because I don't know if you know about this, but in London they have these mysterious trains that don't run under the surface as you'd expect, but run under the ground. Yeah? Have you heard of these?
Yes, yeah? I've heard of those, and you won't get a tube signal on those, but you will get a signal if you're buried in a box under the ground.
What,
everyone
knows
that.
6 feet down? 6 feet down?
6 feet, yeah.
Well, I've written here, you'd hope for the best.
Well, I think I'm worth a fiver for this one.
All right. Well, I'm going to put a D for disputed, but I'll give you a fiver anyway.
We'll put a D for disputed on half the other ones.
No, because the other ones, fair enough. I mean, but, you know, realistically, if you were trapped in a box under the ground and it was nailed closed, you'd hope for the best. Who gets buried with a mobile?
Well, I might make it my last request. You never specified.
Oh, right, OK. Well, you're just adding caveats now. Should we move on to the final question in the round before this descends into chaos?
Well, you're the king of caveats, but yeah, let's carry on.
Right, OK. Earlier in the year, an IRA bomb scare forced Noel Edmonds to cancel his live broadcast of Noel's house party and introduce a Tom and Jerry cartoon in its place. It was that bloody Zoot Suit one again! Was that the only Tom and Jerry cartoon the buggers ever made?
No, they made several others.
Right, yes, you're correct. So, hey, you've done quite well here. You've won £10 this round.
What? Hang on, 15, isn't it?
Well, you've won £10 plus a disputed £5.
Okay, so how much have I made in total?
£10.
Plus a disputed £5.
£10.
Watch with mothers. Watch with mothers. No. Yes. Watch with mothers. Watch with mothers. Yes. I will watch with mothers.
Ah, you're right.
Is that the sound of you unwinding?
Yeah, I was unwinding. I was rubbing my belly. You know, well, there's something in there. Right, yeah, got that out. Are you all right?
What were you getting out of your belly?
Out of my belly button.
It's good to unwind, and that's what we generally do during the midiamble.
We do, yes. Have you got anything to get off your chest?
No, I also have no underwhelming celebrity accountants.
Haven't we given up on the underwhelming celebrity accountants?
Yes, but by the same token, I also have no, that other thing we were going to do.
My stingy family. Actually, if you could email into us, because we forgot to put up a post about that, didn't we?
Yep.
If you could email into Swineshead at Epic Win Media, I believe, is it?
Yep, .com.
.com, with your My Stingy Family stories, and then we'll start featuring those. Well, effectively, what we'll be doing is having a go at your family live on air, even though it's not live or on the air.
Yeah, we'll probably speculate wildly on what your family's like.
Yeah, you know, your Uncle Derek's a miser.
Yeah, your Auntie Teresa's a bit of a bitch.
Yeah, she's a bitch. You know, I bet you're glad she's dead. That sort of thing. So, yeah, it could be an interesting segment, but we completely forgot about it. So, yeah, if you are listening to this, please email in. Don't email me. I'm not interested. We'll go from there. I'm afraid I didn't do any proverbs this week either, unfortunately.
No proverbs either. So we could just bore people in the way that most podcast makers who have got, like, a proper job as comedian or TV presenter would promote their wares and say, oh, guess what, I've got a book out at the moment.
Oh,
which
right.
we obviously haven't. Let's just say, go to Facebook, this is an order, listeners, go to Facebook, type in Watch With Mothers in search, and then click I want to be a fan of this. Mm-hmm. Also, go to Twitter, find me, Swineshead, okay. And follow me.
Do they get anything?
What, for following me?
Yeah, do they get any money?
They might get some money.
Right, okay, lovely.
Also, go to our T-shirt page, which is advertised in the right-hand margin on watchwithmothers.net.
Yes.
And find a T-shirt that you like, maybe two, and buy them.
Yes, you should have been issued with a plastic card from your bank or credit card company. So if you could just enter the details of that into the site, authorise it, and that way your money becomes our money.
Yeah, well, does it become our money?
Most of it actually becomes a T-shirt site's money, but yeah. We get a small retainer for doing them, and that we're going to use. Well, what are we going to use that money for?
Well, there's barely anything to use
yet. We're not going to use it to fund the first ever live Watch With Mothers podcast that you don't want to do.
Oh, thanks for bringing that.
It's all right.
I'm not too keen on doing it. I'm happy for other people. I'm happy to help arrange it.
Right, so
it.
You're happy for other people to start to do a podcast live that you do. So who's going to play you?
Someone else can. Well, effectively, all I am these days is a sort of good-looking straight man, isn't it?
Well, not really, because you do come up with plenty of funny things. And if we were to do this live, I don't know. I mean, we could use this opportunity to take a sort of straw poll. So anybody listening to this, if you'd like to leave a comment in the comments section, would you like to see Swineshead and Napoleon doing the live Watch With Mothers podcast, probably with Nick Tam joining in, and no doubt Pete. But would you like to see all of that, minus Swineshead, who is the sort of head of the podcast? Would they, you know, do you think that's fair? Leave it to them?
Yeah, let's leave it to them, and hopefully they'll respond in the positive, because, I don't know, I don't think I'm that much of a draw, to be honest.
Yeah, you will, I can guarantee you now, you will end up doing this.
Well, listen, listeners, which is an odd thing to say, isn't it? Listen, listeners.
Listen, listeners. It sounds like an ELO album.
It does, it's quite clever.
That's
but
nice.
Yeah, bear in mind, listeners, that when I am speaking in a quiet room over Skype to Napoleon, everything's fine. Everything's absolutely fine. But when I'm on stage, I turn into a gibbering, sweating, stinking mess.
Which I think we'd all like to see. I got this hideous diarrhea, coming out of my anus. I'd rather be greedy, watch with mothers. But I got this diarrhea, it really needs to.
I'm not up for it.
Well, you know, I don't see why, because it'd be really great.
Do you even like the Proclaimers?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've always liked the Proclaimers. I like the little one.
Which one, Archie Angerson?
No, the Derek. Derek.
Hang on, what are their names? You got Angus Agnesson and Rufus Agnesson.
No, you got Derek and Archie. I thought they were called.
I thought they were Rufus and Angus.
Oh right. Well, anyway, well I'll be Angus, and you can be Angus.
Angus Angerson.
Yeah, to fill the listeners in, we've just been arguing off air about forming our own Proclaimers tribute band, haven't we?
Yeah, another cockeyed idea from Napoleon.
Not really, it's not that cockeyed. We both look very similar to the Proclaimers, don't we?
No.
Right, I've got blonde hair and glasses and boggly eyes. And what's the other one look like?
Well, he's an identical twin, so take from that what you will.
Right, so he, working on that logic, he too has got blonde hair. Has he got boggly eyes?
Yes, which I don't have.
Right, so you've not got boggly eyes.
I've got dreamy eyes.
Well, you've got dreamy eyes. Well, you're going to have to boggle those eyes, otherwise this isn't going to work.
It's not going to work at all. Shall we do the quiz?
All right, then. Right, well, we'll move on then. We're on to the next 2 years in our 90s. We've already done 1990, 1991, and 92 and 93, haven't we?
Is that what we've done, probably?
Yes, that's what we've done. So we're now on to 1994, followed by 1996.
Exciting stuff.
Yes, if people are wondering where 1995 has gone, I'm afraid there was a clerical error on my part, well, on the part of the clerics more than myself, and so we haven't got 95.
Clerics? What clerics?
They made an error.
What, cleric pickles?
Cleric pickles! So you get in 94 followed by 96. So, yeah, any listeners hoping for 1995, I'm afraid, you're listening to the wrong thing.
There'll be a lot of disappointed listeners out there.
There will. I mean, I'm assuming you'll get at least one harsh email from a 1995 fan.
Well, heaven forbid we get another negative comment on our iTunes, which nobody's commented on in about 6 years.
Yeah, mind you, that said, we haven't done a podcast in about 6 years.
True.
Right, so are you ready for question one?
Yes.
Okay, so far, just to recap, you've got £10.
And a disputed extra £5.
Well, I think the less said about that, the better. So, question one. On June the 17th, former professional American footballer O.J. the Juice Simpson fled the law live on TV in his white Ford Bronco. What does the O and the J in Orange Juice Simpson's name stand for?
Orange Juice.
Oh, it was Onslow Jamsworthy.
Blast.
Sorry about that. You see, you think it's going to be orange juice because, OJ, orange juice, his nickname's the juice, but it's not, it's Onslow's Jamsworthy.
Right.
Right. Question two. Time Team premiered on Channel 4 on January the 16th, 1994. In the show, Tony Robinson and a load of beardy weirdies dig up some bricks. In the show's 16-year history, how many bricks do you think they've dug up?
Is it a specific number?
Yes, it is, yes.
How close do I have to be?
Dead on the money.
Regarding how many bricks they've dug up?
Yeah, if you imagine they've had 16 years, probably 16 series over those 16 years, it's a lot of bricks.
It's got to be in the thousands, is it in the millions?
Well, I can't give you a clue, I'm afraid. That's not in the rules.
560,000 bricks.
Oh, it's about 12 bricks.
So what, not even a whole brick per episode?
No, it says here about 12 bricks.
I wish I'd watched it more.
Well, yeah, sorry about that. Right, question three. On May the 14th, 1996, remember we haven't got 1995, sorry about that. May the 14th, 1996, the US remake of Doctor Who premiered. starring Paul McGann, it was shit. Mind you, what do you expect from Doctor Who? It's for kids, and most kids' TV's shit, so it's no surprise. Anyway, can you name the other three McGann brothers?
Paul, Joe, and... Oh. Paul, Joe... hang on. Paul is the one who was in Doctor Who, right?
He was in Doctor Who, so you're looking for three McGann brothers here.
So, Joe, Alan, and Alec?
Ooh, you were very close. It's Bob McGann, Terry McGann, and Telly Savalas.
McGann.
Right, so I'm afraid you've got nothing for that. Are you ready for question four?
Yes.
Right, November saw the airing of the final episode of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Can you name those turtles?
Cowabunga, of course I can.
Off you go.
Raphael, Michelangelo.
Right.
Donatello.
Right.
Raphael, Michelangelo. Leonardo.
Well, but you're probably right. I don't know, because it says here, Wikipedia crashed, so no points, I'm afraid.
No, well, come on.
What do you mean?
Put a D at least.
Well, what, a D for disputed?
Yeah, because that would give me a disputed tenner.
Well, to me, it just seemed like you just listed off a load of Renaissance painters.
That's what they did.
All right, okay, well, there's definitely a D for disputed there. I'll put £5 D, are you happy?
Can your missus not be adjudicator?
No, she's very busy doing her job.
Right, okay.
Solitaire, it looks like. Right, question five. Nevermind the Buzzcocks premiered in 1996 on BBC Two. Hosted by Mark Lamar with team captains Phil Jupitus and Sean Hughes, it was essentially Mike Read's pop quiz with jokes. But how old is Mike Read's Radio 1 colleague, Simon Bates?
Well, you're wrong there, because Lamar wasn't on Have I Got Buzzcocks?
Yeah, he was. It was Mark Lamar. Not Mark Lamar, not Limahl from off of Cadjigoon.
Well, that's what you said.
I didn't. I said Mark Lamar, not Mark Limahl.
Well, you got to work on your diction.
Oh, right, I see. So it's my diction, is it?
It's your diction.
Right, well, you can shove my diction right up your arsehole.
Well, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Up yours.
See?
Are you answering this?
What's the question again? How old is who?
How old's Simon Bates?
Well, he's got to be in his... He's got to be pushing 60 at least.
Well, yeah, exactly.
57.
Ooh, I'm afraid the answer was Bill Bailey.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. That's not an age. Bill Bailey is not an age.
Do I make the rules?
You did make the rules. You made the quiz.
Do I make the rules?
At least put a D.
Yeah, all right, I'll put a D.
£15 in the bag.
Hang on a minute. What do you mean £15?
Hello. I am Eros Abbott from the Eros Abbott and Laughter Show. I am here to say, listen to what you with the madness, or I will kill you. Me, Eros Abbott. Oh my, I love a party with a happy atmosphere. Thank you.
And over to you for the next bit.
Right, we're on to 1997 and 1998 now. You ready?
Yeah, this is the point where my drinking had hit a frenzy.
Right, okay, so you're not going to remember a bloody thing about these 2 years, are you?
I can't remember anything about 97.
Right, well, okay, well, you never know, you might score quite well. So, question one, South Park premiered on August the 13th, 1997, on the US TV channel Comedy Central. What was its main character, Derek Cartman's, catchphrase?
Oh my God, they killed Kenny, you bastards.
Oh, I'm afraid not. It was, cowabunga, don't have a cow, man, that's bodacious, dude.
Nonsense.
So you didn't get that right, unfortunately. I'm going to put a big cross there. Can you see?
Well, obviously I can't see, and that's just utter nonsense.
Well, that cross was huge, I can tell you that. Just you take that as read, my friend. Now then, question two. On October the 4th, 1997, the BBC unveiled its new balloon logo, ident thingamabob. If you went up in a hot air balloon and looked over the side, what do you shit yourself, do you think?
Me, no, because I've got the fortitude of an ox.
Well, I've got down here, it says, I don't know if you can see, it says, yes, you would.
What, me particularly?
Yes, you.
Well, I'm not too good with heights, but I reckon I could handle that.
Mm. So you think they should go to a steward's inquiry, I'm assuming?
Yeah, at least put a D.
Bloody hell, this is going to cost me a fortune.
What, so you admit I'm probably going to get all my Ds?
Well, I don't know. We're going to have to talk about that at the end. Anyway, question three. The Teletubbies premiered in January 1997. Can you name all four of these lovable little rogues?
Fucking hell. Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky, that's one.
Lala.
Lala, that's two.
Poe.
Poe, that's three.
And the fourth one. You got Lala, Poe, Tinky Winky, Desmond.
Oh, it was Russ Abbott.
Close.
You fell at the final fence. I'm sorry about that. All right, question four. BBC America launched in the United States on March the 29th, 1998. There's loads of stuff comes off of America, such as beef burgers, boiled sausages in buns, and Mork from off of Mork and Mindy. Who played Mork?
Robbie Williams.
Oh, it was Eddie Murphy.
It wasn't Eddie Murphy.
It was Eddie Murphy. Yes, it was Eddie Murphy. So
there were clear differences between Robbie Williams and Eddie Murphy.
What do you mean, Robbie Williams is a British singer who used to be in Boyzone, and Eddie Murphy was only all them films in the 80s.
He's a black man who was in Superman 3.
Yeah, and he was in Mork and Mindy.
Is that section finished?
No, there's one more.
I would say dispute that, but you're going to end up owing me, what? Well, it's 20 quid now, isn't it?
Let me just hold on. Let me spin back. 5, 10, plus 5 are disputed. 5, that's 20. So that's 20 plus a 5 are disputed, plus another 5 are disputed. So that's 30, but it's 20, but 10 of it's disputed.
No, it's not. It's 20 disputed, plus another 10.
Yeah, which is disputed.
Right, is that segment finished?
Question five. Robot Wars premiered on February the 20th, 1998.
Awooga!
Right.
That's what he said, isn't it? That's what Fashnu said.
Justin Fashnu, John Fashnu.
Not his gay brother, Justin, John.
You're thinking of the Gladiators.
Oh, right, carry on.
Right, Robot Wars, have you finished?
Awooga!
Awooga! Right. Robot Wars premiered on February the 20th, 1998. But what other earth-shattering event happened on that date?
What was the date?
The 20th of February, 1998.
Do I have any clue?
No.
Can I not have any inkling whatsoever?
No.
20th of February, 98.
Yes. It was an event of such earth-shattering magnitude, everybody on Earth will remember it.
Is it? Well, it might be around the time Diana died, is it?
Oh, that was 1997.
Right, so it might be around the time that, well, presumably Blair's in government.
Blair is in government. He's been in government since 1997.
Can you tell that I'm struggling here?
I can, yes. I mean, obviously, this was the year, as you said, that you were pissed up on booze. So you probably miss this earth-shattering event, to be honest.
Oh, what? Was I barred from the wagon and horses?
No, I'm afraid you weren't barred from the wagon and horses.
I have another go?
You can, yes.
Was I barred from the porter's cottage?
No, you weren't. Well, you were, but no, it's not that.
Lescar?
Nope.
Was I barred from the... Oh, that one in Boston, the Indian Queen.
No.
Fuck.
You've been barred from a lot of pubs.
Pass.
Well, I'm afraid it was my 23rd birthday.
Earth-shattering.
Thank you very much. Father, is there anywhere on the internet I could go for informative television reviews?
Yes, my boy, there is. It's called Watch With Mothers. You'll find it incredibly informative, despite the fact that it's written by the mentally challenged.
Thank you, Father.
I think we're approaching the final straight.
We are indeed. We're onto the last leg of this particular journey. We've only got the 1999s to go. Well, that's just 1 year. It's not really plural. And the big money accumulator, which I assume you've read the rules.
There are no rules.
Well, there are rules. There are strict rules, as there are in anything in life. You name me one thing that doesn't have rules.
Anarchy.
Mickey.
Anarchy.
Anarchy. But anarchy's got rules, isn't it?
What are the rules of anarchy?
Don't do what you like. That's a rule.
So it's a paradox, anarchy.
It is, yeah, but it has got rules. You know, the one rule of anarchy is there is no rules, but by the nature of that, that means that's the rule. There's no rules.
Mayhem hasn't got any rules.
Mayhem, again, there's no rules. Actually, thinking about it, Jelly's got no rules.
Should we have a recap?
We can have a recap. After four gruelling rounds, you have got £5 there, £5 there. That's £10, plus an extra £5 disputed.
£20 disputed.
Wait a minute. That's £10 plus £5 disputed, plus another £5. That's not disputed. Oh, no, that is disputed, plus another £5. That's three disputed. So that's £15 plus £10 plus another £5. That's £20 disputed and £10 putted.
Yeah, that sounds about right, actually.
Is that right? Okay, so we can now move into the final round, 1999. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
This is where you could ramp up the real big money.
Right.
Right, okay. Question one. Elton John appeared as himself in a special episode of The Simpsons on February the 14th, 1999. What is Elton John famous for?
Well, he's a singer and a piano player. He's a musician.
Yeah, he's famous for being a screen printer.
A screen printer?
Yeah, you know screen printing.
Yeah, I know the process, but what's he got to do with it?
Well, that's what he does, isn't it? That's what he does for a living.
Well, how come he's world famous?
Well, you know, we all have to have a hobby.
So, yeah, but most people aren't famous for their hobbies, are they?
Yeah, they are. What about that gardening bloke?
Roger Daltrey is not famous for being a trout farmer. He's famous for being a singer.
He's very famous for being a trout farmer. What's his name? Eric Thingamabob off of The Animals. He's most famous for inventing a thing that keeps fog off of runways.
Now you say that, actually, thinking of the rest of the
Not
Who.
Not The Animals, the Trogs.
Thinking of the rest of the Who, Keith Moon is more famous for drinking, which I suppose is a hobby, and Pete Townsend, well, actually, probably let's not go into that.
His hobby may be singing and dancing and doing all that business, but by his profession, he is a screen printer. Okay?
So I've lost £5.
You've lost £5 there, I'm afraid. There's no point sulking about it at this time, is there?
How many are left? How many questions?
There's four left. Do you want question two?
Yes, please.
Good. Right. Channel 4 launched the first of its popular 100 greatest shows in 1999. Who has been the most frequent talking head on list shows over the last 10 years?
Friend of the site, Andrew Collins.
Oh, you see, I would have said Andrew Collins because as far as I'm aware, he's been in every single list show since that time. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's either him or Stuart Macca's McConey.
Stuart McConey's been in a lot, but in fact, the answer is because Andrew Collins was not in the original 100 Greatest show.
Right.
So, Russ Abbott, however, was. So it's the answer's Russ Abbott. You see?
Next question.
Okay. John Carpenter became the first worldwide winner of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in this year. How much money did he win?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in?
No, not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in.
That doesn't exist.
No, listen. John Carpenter became the first worldwide winner of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in this year.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in this year?
No, not millionaire in. There's no such word as millionaire in. Well, I suppose it could be a bit like freewheeling.
Are you talking about the Chris Tarrant thing?
Yeah, Chris Tarrant. John Carpenter became the first worldwide winner of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in this year.
The director of The Thing?
Well, he just says John Carpenter.
And he became the first millionaire in.
He became the first millionaire in on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire In, and the first worldwide winner.
A worldwide? What's the question?
How much money did he win?
1 million.
No, he says he won £27.40 in an IOU for a tenner.
Is that the last question?
No. Question four. Holby City premiered on January the 12th, 1999. Do you like doctors or nurses best?
Well, what kind of question is that, seriously?
The question is, seriously, do you like doctors or nurses best?
Well, doctors are more qualified. If I've got a condition, I'd like to see a doctor.
Right, so you like men, do you? Fair enough.
So all nurses are women,
are they?
Is
that your final answer, is it? You prefer men to women in nurses' uniforms? Is that what you're saying?
Why are you playing the fool?
Do you want to revise your answer before I pass judgment? Do you like doctors or nurses best?
I have no preference. How about that?
Okay, well, you got that wrong because the correct answer is, of course, nurses.
Right.
There you go. Right. Question five. Queer as Folk also premiered in this year. If you imagine a large turd coming off of a dog, where would it ultimately end up coming off of?
Off of its anus.
Hey, you got that right. Yes, that's lovely. That's not a disputed one. That is a genuine bona fide £5. She's lovely. So that's the end of the quiz.
So that's what, 35 quid in my PayPal?
Oh, well, hold on a moment. Let me just toss up the amounts here. Right, you've got £5 there. That's not disputed. You've got another £5 there. That's not disputed. You've got a £5 there. That is disputed. So at the moment, we have £10 undisputed and £5. No, yes, £5 disputed. Yes?
Yes.
Over here, we have two £5 disputed. That adds a further £10 to the £5 disputed you've already got. Which is £15 disputed. However, you do still have £10 putrid. Yes?
I'm doing the maths.
Right.
Carry on.
We're now adding on another £5 on this page. Yes, but that's, again, that's disputed. So you now have £20 disputed plus £10 putrid. Yes?
Yes, I'm following.
Finally, you need to add another £5 undisputed. Completely and utterly putrid. So what have you got there? What's your total?
You owe me £35. £35.
Don't forget that some of that is disputed.
Right, well, £15 and £20 putrid. No, disputed.
£15 putrid. Yeah, we're right.
Yep.
And £20 disputed.
Yes.
Okay, right. Now we're moving on, as I've said previously, to the big money accumulator. Yes?
Big money.
Big money. Right, so this is where you get the opportunity to gamble the money you've already won, which is £15 putrid, £20 disputed. You get to gamble that money for either twice or thrice its amount, depending on how the big money accumulator comes out. You see?
What if I don't want to gamble?
You've got no choice but to gamble, I'm afraid. That's the rules of the game.
Well, that's not gambling then, is it?
Yeah, it is. That is, well, it's sort of gambling. It's a sort of enforced gambling.
Which isn't gambling.
It is gambling. That's what you do. You're still gambling, aren't you? You're still gambling that your money's going to be doubled or trebled or lost.
That gambling has an element of choice, doesn't it?
Not really, no. I mean, say you're in a casino, yeah? Are you there?
Yep.
Right, you're in a casino, you're stood at a fruit machine, you've got a pound in your hand, and you're thinking, do I gamble, do I not gamble? Then Joseph Stalin, the monster of Russia, comes up behind you, puts a gun to your head and says, gamble. Like that, yeah. You're still gambling, even though you've got no choice.
Well, so now I've got a picture of zombie Stalin in a casino.
Yep.
Threatening me over a pound coin bet.
Yeah, with a gun. Don't forget that bit.
I'm not going to dignify that with a response, but all right, I gamble.
Ultimately, you are gambling. It's still gambling, isn't it? Even if you're being forced at gunpoint to gamble.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Right, so are you going to gamble for the big money?
Well, if Stalin's involved, I'm going to have to.
Right, lovely. So what you're doing there is you're putting £35 of hard-earned money in jeopardy with your crazy gambling antics. Right, so if I just spin the big money accumulator, bear with me. You see?
Yep.
Oh, it's a bit of a bad result for you, I'm afraid.
Well, inevitably. What's it landed on?
I'm afraid it's landed on you've lost all your money.
What? I don't even get a question.
No, it's just a big money accumulator. It's just gambling, isn't it?
Well, that's a bit of an anticlimax.
It's a fool's game.
You must be disappointed.
Well, you shouldn't have gambled, should you?
And that brings us to the end of, well, what was it really?
It was a television quiz about the 1990s. I think you did quite well.
Well, I lost all my money because I was forced to gamble by a zombie starling.
Hmm. Well, yeah, but, you know, that's the way the mop flops, isn't it? That's the way the mop flops. Essentially, mate, you have just been on the business end of a very floppy mop.
Flop mops?
Yeah, that's the way the mop flops.
I've never heard that saying. Did you just come up with that?
No, it's an age-old saying. It's as old as... Ooh, now then, what's an old saying?
Ooh.
Don't rock the boat if you want to come out. No. What's an old saying? What are they used to say in the olden days?
Keep your banjo, for it may come in handy later.
Right, yeah, it's as old as that.
Mop flops? I can't see how that pertains to anything.
That's the way the mop flops. If you go on the internet right now and put that in, that's the way the mop flops. You'll see loads of, you'll have hundreds of things coming up with that.
Oh, I'd best not go on the internet. It worries me.
Mm. Well, do you think there's going to be some kind of mop-related floppy porn?
Well, knowing you, probably. Flop mops? Never heard that
not
before.
Not flop mops. That's the way the mop flops. Not flop mops.
So have we got any business to tie up, or should we just leave it at that?
Well, no. I mean, I've got no business. No, I haven't got anything. I mean, I suppose next we could maybe discuss what we were doing next week. Do you want to do that?
Next week, what am I doing? Nothing really.
Are you going to Scarborough?
No, I've been there before. I don't really feel the urge to go again.
Right. Are you going to Skegness?
No, I've been there many times and never again, my friend.
No, I have to say, I've been to Skegness a fair few times and I don't think I'd want to go again.
You seen anything good on the telly recently?
No.
Not at all?
No, I haven't really been watching telly.
Well, for a TV podcast, that's really useful.
Well, yeah, well, no, I say I haven't been watching it. I watched EastEnders, obviously. I haven't really watched anything else, though, to be honest. I've just been watching things on the internet, you know, like people falling off of skateboards, cats falling in toilets, the usual thing, you know.
Yeah, it's funny, that, isn't it, cats in toilets?
It is, yeah, cats fall. I like the ones where cats... I don't like the ones where cats flush toilets. I like the ones where cats fall in toilets.
Yeah, they're good ones.
Dogs either run up to trying to run into houses, but it's plate glass doors, yeah, and they go banging into them, or when you've got a dog scrabbling around on a wooden floor and he can't get any perches.
It's a bit like you've been framed, except you've got to work for it by finding stuff.
You have, yeah, you have. Essentially, the internet. You're right there. The internet is one big you've been framed with no beadle, and you do have to do all the work. You have to put the work in yourself. However, you don't have to pay these people £250.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, so, I mean, in that respect, it's better. But I do miss Beadle.
I miss Beadle. Rest in peace, Beadle.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Beadle.
Can I make an admission?
Go on.
I've needed the lavatory throughout this podcast.
Oh, you did, didn't you? Yeah. Well, you better toodle off and, you know, do the business.
Okay, well...
I suppose, I mean, if you want to do that, I can just sit here. Minding my own business.
It is the end. We should probably sign off, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I suppose we should, yeah. Right, well, until the next time, as ever, it's been a pleasure. No, it hasn't. But I look forward to the next one.
Whatever it's about. No. We don't know what it's about yet, listeners.
We don't know. It's probably going to be either about the news, or it's going to be about, Joanna Lumley's plastic arsehole.
Probably about the news then. See you, listeners.
Bye.